I just, you know, Lorraine County does an amazing job with their sports. You guys do such great things. And, you know, being an Ilary Catholic, I've seen it, I've lived through it. So I'm really excited to be a part of this, you know, little community that we have, plus the Midview community. It's such a great up-and-coming city that, you know, I'm really excited to be a part of. So,
Brittany, you know, the girls have gone through a few coaches of late, and I know Jesse was doing a great job,
yeah.
and with family commitments had to walk away, but you've had several coaches now in a short period of time. So as you go through that transition, does that make it even harder for you?
You know, I've been a part of it. You know, my dad over at Trinity, when he first got the job, they had gone through a couple of coaches prior to him. So being able to watch that, you know, gave me the insight of how to really work, you know, a part of that whole process. And, you know, girls, they're, you just got to get them to trust you. And once you get them to trust you and, you know that, let them know that you're fighting with them, you're fighting for them, it's really easy. And these girls at Midview, they are unlike no other.
Brittany, I had one of your games last year. I believe you guys were at Avon Lake, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And I was very impressed with what you guys had over there at Berea Mid Park. How much of that do you intend to bring over to Midview? Is it, you know, the entire coaching philosophy? Do you change that up a little bit based on personnel? How do you go about that?
You got to change it up based on personnel, but my philosophy doesn't change. You know, the way I coach doesn't change. I coach a lot like I played. I tell the girls, I'm very energetic. I'm up and down. I'm moving constantly, yelling. I think, you know, we just had our second scrimmage and my voice was gone at the end of it. And it was a scrimmage, you know. So I don't really change. It just depends on, you know, how we're going to play the game with who we have and who we're playing against. So nothing really changes.
Well, you have some pretty special girls over there at Midview. Tell us about some of the girls that you'll be leaning on this year.
Yeah, so one of them is a sophomore, Olivia DeFranco.
She's good.
She's good, man. We have this joke, you know, she's so good, and yet I don't think she realizes how good she is. We're like,
they never do.
Do you get it? Like, so we got her, you know, over there. Mary Mang, she's 6'4". She's a transfer in this year. She's really good as well. She can handle the basketball. You could throw it. I just tell the girls, throw it to her. Doesn't matter how high it is.
Well,
she'll
6'4",
catch it.
Yeah.
She's 6'4", man.
With a handle, too?
Yeah, and she can handle it. She, you know, she knows her way around a rim. So having those two and, you know, Grace Seymour, who can shoot the ball pretty well, and Grace Milano, who is our only senior, she's going to help inside with Mary. She's not as tall as Mary, but she is one strong kid. She is, you know, is like a bull. She gets in there and she just goes to the hoop. She can shoot it. You know, I'm really lucky to have, you know, who I have. We're not that deep. We got eight girls when we're not hurt, but you know, we had six at our scrimmage against Brunswick and Walsh. But those girls fought, and that's all I can ask for is you to fight every single moment. And you know, we played pretty well, so I'm excited.
How much does it help you that, you know, having played at EC, you're familiar with Midview, coached at Berea Mid Park, you're in the same league that you're in now. Yes, you come over to a new school, but since you're in the same league, you know your opponents. Does that make your transition a little bit easier?
Oh, yeah. You know, the SWC is just so great. I love being a part of it. I actually grew up in it because I went to Avon. I lived in Avon until eighth grade and then went to EC. But, you know, being a part of such a competitive conference and the coaches are so awesome. You know, you can really lean on them when you have questions. You know, Amy Esser has been one of those coaches that I can call and just – you know, talk to you and be like, hey, I'm trying to figure this out. Can you help me? You know, because sometimes calling my dad isn't the greatest thing in the world. And, you know, we fight just as much as any other person.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
yeah.
when I'm like, no, I'm doing this right. He's like, no, you're not. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So being able to have that other, you know, female sport, you know, coaches sport that we have in this conference, it's really great.
Have you had a chance to connect deeply with the girls in your time that you've been at Midview?
I wouldn't say deeply because we've only had a couple of months.
Right.
But where we are with them, or I am with them, I think we're at a good level cool. where this is going to – we have a good understanding of you're going to fight for me, I'm going to fight for you no matter good. What type of relationship. So it's really great.
Maybe following up on what Rocco just asked you, how long does that take then? basically what he was. Is that a season-long process? Is
it I wouldn't say it's season-long. Okay. With girls, you know, they're so – once you get them to trust you and once you get them to believe in what you want and what's going on and believe that you're doing what's best, they'll fight tooth and nail for what you need them to do. That's just, you know, the mentality of being a girls basketball player. You know, they listen tremendously well, and they – once you slow it down, you show them what they're supposed to be doing, they get it. It clicks, you know. And I think it'll be first game, first week, I think that's when we'll start to really click and really get together, because we got to have some adversity to show that, you know, I'm here for you. I'm not going anywhere. We're going to get this done, and we're gonna come out on top.
Coach, no pressure, but you're kicking off the girls' basketball schedule on WDOL with the Franco tournament. And as you take on Avon, you know, an easy game to start the season.
Yeah, no. I'm excited. Megan always has a great team. You know, Avon's always awesome. But, yeah, no pressure. You know, that's
right
a great
bat,
game
huh?
right off the bat, jeez. Right? Starting out in conference, you know. But I'm excited. It should be a good game. The DeFranco tournament's always a great tournament. But, yeah, what better way to start it out than with the, you know, opponent in your own conference?
That's awesome. Well, we appreciate you taking the time. I know how busy your schedule was.
Oh, no, no. Always fit time
for you.
That's
awesome that you were able to come out. We really do appreciate it.
I try anything because I know how hard you guys work.
So high school coaches are nuts for all you guys do.
And congratulations.
No, oh, thank you.
I don't know if you want to share that.
I'm expecting my first child.
Congrats.
Yeah, so I'm due in April. So the girls have been notified that I may be a little nutsy more than usual. You know, but they're excited. I think that's another thing that's really brought us together is, like, that there's this whole new fun thing for them to be a part of. So, you know. But thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Well, that's great. That's Brittany McNamara Cole. She's the head girls basketball coach of the Midview Middies. We'll open up our girls' schedule. 17 games of girls basketball opens up on Wednesday. That'll be at 2:30 in the afternoon as we have the DeFranco tournament. Midview and Avon, coach, good luck.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Again, that's a Brittany McNamara Cole, the head coach of the Midview Lady Middies. I'll tell you what, let's take this time out. We'll either have Dave Cadella on the line, or if we can't get Dave Cadella, then we've got Megan Larrick from Avon. Either way, we'll have a coach right after this timeout. You're listening to the Hoop Tech Coaches Preview Show. We're live from the Brew Kettle in downtown Amherst, and it's brought to you by Hoop Tech in North Ridgeville.